Right now, though, one of us took a very special field trip. And this is not something I think I would do just because I have pretty well-defined preconceived notions about this type of thing. But I'll bet if I did, I would like it. And I'm very eager to hear what you have to say about your experience, Daniel.
So you don't know anything yet, do you?
No.
All right. Corby knows a little bit. Mm-hmm. We shared a conversation, a brief conversation one night walking to the parking garage. So he kind of knows my stance on this. But let me play a little piece of music for you. Mm-hmm. It starts in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if you recognize this.
Sounds like something from Silence of the Lambs when he's getting ready to eat on someone.
I don't know what those two Italian women were singing about.
Oh, is that
about.
It?
Shawshank.
This is at the. This is when he breaks into the warden's office and
yes.
starts playing the opera.
He puts Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro.
Yes.
Over the loudspeakers, and everybody stops what they're doing and listens to this. And after that... when I first saw that movie, I just loved this piece of music so much. And I've got somewhat of a classical background as far as studying it, but for one semester in college. So I'm aware. And plus, living with Carter and being around Carter, he was such a wonderfully classically trained pianist.
Right.
So I was exposed to a lot of this stuff. So this I love this piece. So I bought the album, the Mozart score of The Marriage of Figaro, which is obviously an opera.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ended up coming to Windspear over the last couple of weeks.
Still here, right?
I don't know if it's still going on or not. I have to look at the sked. But on a whim, I emailed Don and said, hey, man, I really want to go to this. And he hooked me up with a media pass. And I'll be damned if I didn't put on my suit jacket and got up on Sunday and headed over to the Windspear to see Mozart's Marriage of Figaro.
Have you ever been to an opera?
I have never been to an opera in my life. I've been to one musical, and it was that musical that we all went to, the Jersey Boys, a couple of years back.
Yeah.
We all loved it.
Yes.
What a great experience, right?
Awesome.
Great setting, just amazing time. So I didn't know what to expect. So I get seated. Everybody's sitting down.
What time does it start?
It started at 2 o'clock on a Sunday, and this was when I believe the Cowboys either played Sunday night or had a Monday game. And... I had no idea what to expect. It's really quiet. And the conductor comes out. There's an orchestra, live orchestra, doing all of the music live in the pit. You don't really see them because they're kind of underground.
Right.
And he's, you know, introduces himself by simple motions and bows and waves. And then the music starts. And nothing is mic'd at all. There is no PA. There are no microphones. It is all acoustic.
Really?
100% acoustic.
Using, is that the way all operas
yes,
are?
I believe so, because that's why these houses are designed
the
way they are.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. This is why it's an opera house.
Natural amplification, using the room shape and dynamics and acoustics.
Wow. I thought surely something must be mic'd. I thought there must be an overhead or something.
No, it's all from that source. And then the screen comes up, and talk about those moments where your breath is literally taken away. Usually it's when I smell one of your farts.
Yeah.
But this was... But this was one of those moments because the set was unbelievable. And I don't know if it's trickery or illusion or manipulation of depth perception, but this thing looks so real. It looks so amazing.
Is this, okay, this is what I don't know about a lot of these musicals and operas for that matter. Is this the A-Team? Do they have the Marriage of Figaro A-Team up in New York right now? Or is this a traveling tour that this is it?
That I do not know. I don't know if it's like a musical.
There can't be that many people that sing opera to have enough crews to put something like this together in multiple cities.
You would be shocked. That's so huge.
Are you serious?
Okay, I looked at the program, and there was only one Italian. They were either, there was Canadians, there was an American, there were several Australians, there were some Eastern Bloc people. So it wasn't just strictly Italian singers.
Are you able to decipher exactly what's going on within the story?
I knew the story because I had read about it. What it was is The Marriage of Figaro was a comedy. It was a play that was written, and then Mozart later on scored it, and they brought in operatic singers to sing the lines. Therefore, it became an opera. So it was a play long before. And I think this was around the late 1700s is when this was finally put to opera. Or okay. made an opera. So they're singing everything in Italian, but they do have subtitles up above.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, so you can read what's going on.
Okay.
And these singers, I'm telling you, if this wasn't their A-team, I can't imagine a group of singers be better. These are the best singers you've ever heard in your life. And they're singing with no microphones, directionally positioning their bodies to the crowd for dynamic effect. And not only are they doing that, they're acting. And they're not just hacks. They are good actors. These people can act. They have chops. So you're watching all of this all mixed in together. You know, a live orchestra, which I've never seen before. You know, really.
No, I haven't either.
Great actors, amazing costumes, incredible set production, and the fact that they're singing to the top level of singing that you'll ever hear in your life, all rolled into one. I mean, it was singularly a top five entertainment experience that I've ever had in my life.
How long is it?
4 hours.
What? Four?
Yes.
I think you just lost him.
Four?
4 hours. It's a 4-hour investment. So it starts at 2. There are 4 different acts. In between the first and second act, you have about a 5-minute break where they do a set change. At the end of the second, you have a 30-minute intermission. So it's really only about 3 hours and 15 minutes of actual opera entertainment.
Do you need the break?
Sure, yeah.
Because you got to go to the bathroom and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get you some beers.
Get you some beers. Go burn one, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yes, by the time it was all said and done with and I got into my car, it was 6 o'clock.
Damn.
Yeah.
What did you wear? Suit?
I just wore like dark jeans and a black sport coat.
What do people wear?
A lot of suits.
What was the age? What about the women?
I was a very young man.
Really?
Yes. This is the entertainment of the old.
What about the broads?
Man, I'm telling you, Corby, I wasn't. Once you're in there, you're so focused on what's going on. I mean, you see girls. There was a couple of hot girls running around.
What about the broads?
But it was mostly older people.
God. It
was mostly senior citizens.
Were they wearing diamonds and stuff like that?
They were wearing diamels.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Diamels.
Yes, diamonds.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, like you said, we had some diamels.
I cannot stress to you, you've got to go see this. You have to witness this in person.
Are the people on stage, when I think of opera, because I'm opera.
No, they're not wearing Viking helmets and fat.
That's what I thought.
No, they're wearing...
Everyone's wearing a Viking helmet with big beards and fat.
No, it's nothing like that at all. And I'm telling you, these actresses that played the women, unbelievable.
Hot.
Smoking.
Yeah, do they have to be in good shape and stuff to pull all this stuff off?
I think so, yeah. There was one woman that played a man, or a boy, because she was I think it's called a mezzo-soprano,
mm-hmm.
which is a very high voice, but you can't get a man to play it.
Right.
Because you have to sing in that register. So it was a woman playing a young boy.
It's kind of like the woman who does Bart Simpson's voice.
Right. Nobody
except
knows.
It's more classical than that, Mike.
I would hope so.
That's pretty awesome.
But I am a fan. I'm a fan of that art form. And I know it's gayer than a $3 bill, but
no,
I'm going to go
either.
Back, man.
Hey, I know that you got a hookup from our buddy Don, but what do these things cost?
I'm sure you could get in
you
there
can
for
afford it.
Under 100.
Hunji?
Yeah, under a hundo.
100.
It's not about whether I can afford it. It's if I want to afford it.
There's not a bad seat in that place either.
No, that place is incredible.
You need to go see this. You need a little culture.
This is unbelievable.
You've never been.
No, I've never been to this.
This is the man who thinks reading is the Bruce Springsteen story.
I've never been to this, but I've been to the Symphony.
So have I.
Numerous times.
Me too.
Have you?
Yes,
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, I've been to the Symphony.
And I'm assuming this is the DSO that's accompanying them, right? Well,
anytime you boys would like to go behind the scenes at the DSO, I believe we still have a hookup.
According to Caleb, he says, Dallas has its own opera company. Most large cities have their own opera and bring in a few featured soloists. The orchestra and chorus, all are DFW people. Most have other teaching or performing gigs.
But not the DSO?
No, they do. That's what he's saying. Dallas has its own opera company. Oh, you're talking about the symphony.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are the players DSO guys?
In the opera.
It doesn't sound like it. No, they're separate.
Okay.
Separate people.
But the syncing up of this, I mean, the amount, you're thinking of, to put that production on, and I'm talking about starting from being a little kid, realizing that you've got some vocal chops, and then the training that it must take to get to that level, the training and practice and hours that it must take to learn how to play those instruments, to be in a flawless orchestra, then the sets, the costumes, the rehearsal, the endless rehearsal that it must take, the amount of man hours that are put in to that 3.5 hour production it's off the charts.
And then are they doing this a couple times a week?
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it several times a week.
God, the strain on your voice? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Of opera.
We have to take care of it. A lot of hot tea and honey there, Corby.
Or Cody.
Cody. Throat coat.
Yep, Cobra throat coat.
Well, go see this stuff, man. Give it a shot. If you are on the fence about it, you'll be blown away whether it's your cup of tea or not.
All right, I'm
just
sold.
The overwhelming nature of it and what it takes to put it on.
If they do this at night.
They do them at night. They do them during the day on weekends.
Okay, but the.
It starts around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. Because that'd be a long night.
Yeah. Dude, take your wife. You will get some.
At the show?
Yeah, during intermission.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Because I know you're not tired of that yet.
No, no, no. Remember I told you last night, this was the last warm night of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I was going for patio sex.
Oh, that's right. We were discussing that on the way to the cars last night.
Right,
the work?
Where your nuts get caught in a folding chair. No, Mike, I didn't end up trying.
Ow!
So there's another lot of talk and no action with you, huh?
Pretty much.
Gotta go.